Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Will Johnson, UnitedAmericaFirst.com here today. And, of course, my awesome in-house producer, Shannon Johnson, is riding with me. We have Annie, which is the other awesome producer on the other end. If you want to give us a call, please, please do. Shannon, what is that number?
You can call Will at 516-595-8069 and press 1 to come on the line with Will.
Awesome, awesome. And also, do me a huge favor. Before we get started here, get out your mobile device and send me a text. And type in 88202 and just type my name in the body of the text. And you will get awesome information from the American Truth Project. Again, that number is 88202. Okay? Send it now. And wherever you're listening to this broadcast right now, do me a huge favor. Copy the link and share this with everybody that you know. Or just send them that text and tell them to text 88202. So then that way they will be notified every time we go live on this radio broadcast. So Shannon, it is January 28th. It is January 28th. This year is already starting off in a whirlwind. The last 4 years, 2020 especially, was absolutely crazy. Now we're going in 2021. And we have a nut job in the White House that is literally destroying the country. And they're pushing tyranny. You know what? They're saying that the tyranny, this is what I'm saying, the tyranny that they're pushing onto the American people, they're saying this is the law of the land. So what are we supposed to do when they're pushing tyranny onto us like this? Are we supposed to be like, this is wonderful? Look at the negative changes this nut job is bringing to the American people. And I apologize for calling the person a nut job, but hey, when it sounds like a duck, looks like a duck, cracks like a duck, it's a duck. This nut job is absolutely destroying the country. Now, a few things that they've already done where they've destroyed. Last report I saw was 78,000 jobs with a stroke of a pen. 78,000 jobs. That's insane. Not only that, this administration made it to where women in the United States of America no longer has representation. If you're a woman, it doesn't matter, especially if you're in sports. It doesn't matter because you're going to have men come compete against you and beat you out of any of the scholarships or what have you. And then on top of that, they are making it out to where anyone that supported the flag, supported the military, supported President Trump, the greatest president, my opinion, to be in the White House in the past 100 years or since Lincoln, they are demonizing anyone who support that president and calling them domestic terrorists. And there's a whole movement to make it look like it's just so bad. To give one example, Geraldo, you all know who Geraldo is, right? We all know who Geraldo is. You know who Geraldo is, Shannon?
Yeah, I'm familiar with him.
Yeah, he's a leftist nut job.
Yeah, he's wishy-washy.
He's 100% wishy-washy.
Mm-hmm.
He just made a statement equating or, you know, he made the statement where he brought January 6th and said that it was equal to what happened at Pearl Harbor, as if it was the same type of attack that took place on Pearl Harbor, what happened on January 6th. Now, none of us here actually say what happened on January 6th when you found out Antifa and BLM was destroying property, where they were actually doing some of this destructive stuff, but the left refuses to talk about, but surprisingly, CNN actually did talk about it. CNN actually reported that it was a BLM Antifa leftist activist that was, you know, leading the charge, causing all this disruption. They've actually said it. But you know what? Because Americans are frustrated, they, you know, they're the people that went in there and followed along, they're to blame as well. Because why? Because they went in following these people when they were being destructive. Because they took advantage of the moment. They took advantage of conservatives being completely fed up of all the lies that we've heard. They took advantage of all the Americans that are fed up with all of the corruption. And because of that, people reacted. And people are frustrated. Now, I can understand how people are frustrated, but we never call for destruction because, for the most part, those of us that are constitutionalists, you know, that's the new word. We don't call each other Trump supporters. We call each other constitutionalists because the Democrats, they want to get rid of those of us who support the Constitution anyway. They want to get rid of the Constitution. That's why this broadcast is talking about the tyranny that they are implementing as new law. As new law. And what do we do from here? How do we proceed from here? Because anytime you mention about taking back the country, they perceive it as that you're being violent, is that you want to be violent. They completely disregard Antifa, BLM in Portland, Seattle, on the streets, terrorizing the American people. They never talk about that. Joe Biden, the Democrats, and even Department of Homeland Security, they're not looking at Antifa as domestic terrorists. But you know what they're focusing on? They're focusing on those of us who support the Constitution, constitutionalists, a.k.a. Trump supporters. I mean, that's what they're focusing on because they feel they know that we that supported President Trump, that support President Trump, that are constitutionalists, they know that we want to follow the law and we want these criminals to have to be tried by the crimes that they have committed. The sad part is that we have law enforcement, meaning like the FBI, they're not even addressing the issue that these criminals have committed these crimes, or they're giving them a pass. But those of us who want to have our republic, they're looking at us as a major problem. So, with that said, again, if you want to give me a call and talk about it and tell me what you think, I really, really, really would like to know. What's the number again, Shannon?
It is 516-595-8069. Man, I mean, it's been 8 days since Biden's been in office. It's been exhausting. And Will, you just talked for 8 minutes and it was exhausting. I'll tell you what the Democrats are doing to America is exhausting, right? I mean, you started off with saying people are losing jobs. That's what Biden did. Day one, he walked in the office. He's hurting our independence of oil, our independence with gas. He eliminated tens of thousands of jobs. Here's my thing. You eliminated those jobs. What's going to happen to get those people back working again? Because we're not having those discussions. With the swipe of a pen, you're making a whole bunch of people lose their income, their livelihood, and yet you're not using that same swipe of the pen to help these people out. It's crazy to me, right? And then you brought up really about the transgender. You said that he's not for women. Basically, you're alluding to his transgender initiatives that he's bringing out, where any federal funded or office, any federal agency has to now implement these transgender LGBT social justice, blah, 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 blah initiatives. And that goes along with federally funded colleges, right? So what's going to happen now to these women in sports? Are they going to be able to get scholarships? Are they going to be able to compete in athletics where a transgender guy is going to completely, because it is really biologically a man,
let me ask you a question.
Beat out these women.
Let me ask you a question, because you know, it's obvious that you're a female, you're a woman. And when you hear stories like this, and when you hear that the person that's sitting in the White House doing an executive order to tell you that when you go to a restroom, that you have to be on the lookout for a man going in the restroom with you. And then you're going to go into a stall with a man next to you, more than likely standing up to the stall, unless he, you know, his stuff has been removed physically, you know, by, you know, by the knife.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be in the stall next to you. And with all of the different cases, how they're always screaming how men are taking advantage of women, as a woman, what do you think when you go to a public restroom now? I mean, because you have to think about it.
Well, I'm
right?
a germaphobe, so I really don't like public restrooms anyways. But I know what you're saying. Listen, I'm more concerned about even young girls, right? Children walking in and seeing, because it's pretty obvious. When you see a trans, they look like a man dressed like a woman. It's just the way it is. I don't care what you try to do. Often that's the case.
I mean, I've seen some of them with the wig, or, you know, they, you know, have their
and we're also worried about people
and they still have a beard.
And my question is what kind of protections do you have in place where people just say they're trans to go in these restrooms to perhaps cause harm on women? Because let me tell you what, there's a lot of people that would do that. Right? And that's concerning.
And then it's going to be their word, the woman, the actual woman, against someone who's playing as a woman. And the woman, and you know, the man could actually, this, I'm just saying this is a scenario. The man could actually physically attack this woman. Mm-hmm. And then she'll come out and say, oh, he attacked me. And then all he has to say, she's a transphobe.
Well, there was a incident in Target, because, you know, Target had said that they were opening up their dressing rooms to both male and female, as well as restrooms, right? You can go in whichever restroom you feel comfortable in. There was an incident, I recall, I'm not sure if it was in the dressing room or the restroom, where a young girl was shopping with her dad, and she went into one of those facilities, and the man was caught looking underneath the stall that she was in. And the girl came up screaming, crying, and the dad basically beat the crap out of the trans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the bad thing, though. They victimized the trans, right? This poor girl was traumatized. We really don't know the intentions of that trans, but they made it sound like her dad was the bad one for beating up the trans, for looking under the stall at his daughter changing or going to the restroom, whichever it was. You see, how backwards are we? I mean, how backwards are we?
What happened to the protection of the child?
Right, we no longer protect children. We really don't. I mean, even, you know, when you talk about trans performing in sports, that even goes all the way down to elementary school. As a girl, if you're trying to, let's say, track has been a big thing for trans, right? They've won many, many competitions in trans over females. And there's been some lawsuits out there regarding it. It really would almost make you feel defeated, as what is the point of me even trying?
Well, that's just it. A lot
you
of
know, where's my right to compete with somebody that is equal to me? Because a trans is not equal to a female. I don't care. In their mind, they may feel they are, but biologically, they are not equal. And so basically, you're making the sport unequal, which kind of goes back to what you were saying. What about the women's rights, right? Where's our right to compete equally with somebody and be able to win? Because these people...
You know what it makes me think about? Hmm. And you made me think about it. Imagine... how the left is always talking about, you know, white people or being racist. I'm just using this as an analogy. How white people are racist, especially if you're on the right, that you're racist or you're supporting neo-Nazi white supremacy. Imagine someone black having to go to court, but then they select everyone that is just white and on the right. Would they say that's an issue, right? Because, you know, they're always saying
well,
that.
Well, it wouldn't be a jury of
racist.
Their peers, right?
Yeah, exactly. So what's happening here is that if a female goes to court and they put everyone on the jury that are trans, what do you think is going to happen? That's the same thing was happening here. Except for because they're saying, well, this is not a court of law, what's happening in it. But you know what? These lawmakers are the ones that's pushing it onto us. They're not even going, they're passing go. They're not even going through the court system. They're just telling all of us that we have to comply with this tyranny.
Yeah, I think the Democrats have done a huge injustice to our country.
Oh, my goodness.
Because in their effort to what they say to create quality, they have created inequality, correct? So
yes.
Instead of saying, you know, men and women are equal, or, you know, blacks are equal with whites, it's now let's put blacks above white. Essentially, it's not equal anymore. Once again, you're discriminating against someone else. So it's very damaging, right?
100%.
And it's always going to cause division in our country if we can't truly speak and act equal, right? If we're lifting one up and beating one down, I don't care. It's okay, before things have happened in our history, we've had slavery here like many continents across the world. Okay, we understand it's wrong. We learn from our past. We can't go back, right? But we can't make the people today, white people, pay for the history that's happened, because the black people that are here now also did not experience what happened then. We have to create an equality now moving forward, stop bringing up black,
yeah,
white, LGBT, what?
Right.
Just,
what you're saying makes comments make sense, but that's the problem. It makes sense.
Right, and it's a problem
and
because
that,
it's always going to create. We're never going to solve everybody in America being equal if we don't treat everybody equal. As long as you have laws,
well, they don't want
putting
that.
One race above the other.
But
we will never be equal.
That. Yeah, you're absolutely right. But they don't want people to be equal in this nation. They don't want it. Because if they actually wanted stuff to be equal, what happened on on November 3rd would have been equal. But, you know, that's a whole different story. But the point here is that the left, they are the ones who's always pushing this racial division. They're the ones who's always pushing the division in the nation between men and women. And now they have excluded women from even competing fairly. They don't want anything to be fair unless it goes into their sinister ways. And I say it's sinister because there's no one that believes in God think that a man after 40 plus years putting on a dress, deciding that he wants to call himself a woman, forcing us that we have to go along with that lie. No one could be in the right mind or believe in God think that's right. It's only those on the left. And then you get a lot of people on the left know that this, what they're doing, the tyranny that they're pushing onto us, they know it's wrong. But you know what they're doing? They're being silent because they are going, well, you know what? At least we got what we want. I don't support this and this and this, what the Democrat Party is doing, but I'm glad we got rid of President Trump. They care less about whatever else is going to happen. They just wanted to remove President Trump. Now, another thing, how they're demonizing constitutionalists, a.k.a. Trump supporters. They're calling Trump's constitutionalists domestic terrorists.
Yeah.
And the reason why they're doing that is because they want to make sure that all of us that are constitutionalists will remain silent. They want us to remain silent. They don't want us to fight against the establishment. They don't want us to say anything against the establishment. And they want to make sure that we stay in our place. And you have a lot of these weak in the knee, spineless, no backbone Republicans that are bowing down, grabbing their ankles for the Democrats.
Right.
And that's part of the reason why they betrayed President Trump. Because the Democrats, I'm pretty sure behind closed doors, without me even being there, the Democrats told the Republicans, if you want to keep your Republican Party and not allow President Trump to take it over, because you see what he's already done to the Republican Party, he's gotten you to stand up and he's starting to get y'all to get a backbone, he's starting to get y'all to do the work for the American people. Unless y'all want to continue down that path, you're going to have to stab President Trump in the back, and you're going to have to go along with us in order to keep your Republican Party.
Right. I mean, what did Hitler do to make people go against the Jews? He made them fearful of the Jews, right?
Exactly.
And so now
that was the tactic.
The Democrats are trying to make their base fearful of the Republicans.
The constitutionalists.
Right. You know,
that's what I'm talking
about. I mean,
constitutionalists, a.k.a. Trump supporters. Constitutionalists, mm-hmm. because we keep screaming, the Constitution. But everyone is not paying attention. The Democrats, the entire left, they disregard the U.S. Constitution. And before this election got here, I kept telling everybody, I said, if Harris Biden walked through the White House doors, this country will become completely lawless. The tyranny is here. We're a completely lawless country. They're going against the U.S. Constitution, and not only that, they're going against God's law.
Yeah, it's completely frustrating to me because you hear him say, you know, a lot of the right things. You know, in Biden's inaugural address, he came out and said, was speaking a lot about unity and peace. But you have to look at his actions. His actions have done nothing. I challenge anybody to call in. You can call in at 516-595-8069 and press 1 to talk to us. Give me one way that he's actually created unity in his first 8 days. Now, mind you, he said this was one of his top priorities. We don't see it in any of his top priorities that he's listed on his White House page. We haven't seen any of his actions. And also, we have the House, the Democrats, the Senate and Congress have all said, listen, we're trying to create unity, but you and I haven't seen a single action by these people to create unity. Now, these people are in power. Okay, wait a minute. So these people are in power. So now, you know, when Trump was in power, they're like, oh, he's solely responsible. So now, guess what? You guys are solely responsible, and you guys have done nothing but drive a wedge even further. You guys are pushing people in a corner. It's really scary. It's really scary what they're doing. They want to become a one-party government. Everything they're doing is saying, put us in power and eliminate anyone else that challenges us. That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we actually have an article on our website where it talks about the Democrat bill. This is the H.R. 1,
mm-hmm.
would make a one-party rule by having the federal government take over state elections.
Right. So whoever's over Congress in this bill actually determines and it handles the entire election. So
you know what that means for the Electoral College.
Oh, it's going away.
A lot of people in the past saying it can't happen. The Democrats will never be able to do it. They'll never be doing it because it's at the state level. Hello, they're pushing a bill to where they take over the state election.
Yes, that's crazy. It's crazy. It literally, once they say that whoever's heads over Congress, which, by the way, is Democrats, and once if they're running elections, of course, they're always going to win.
They're
right?
never going to lose.
But here's the thing. It literally eliminates democracy. Literally. It eliminates it.
It's gone. It's
it
no
becomes
law.
A tyrannical one-party government like guess who? Like China people. This is crazy.
You know what? So one of the things it says in the new Congress session for the House of Representatives, the Democrats propose a bill, H.R. 1, which stands for House Resolution Number 1, or the very first bill presented in the new Congress, a bill that will create a communist China-style one-party rule in the United States of America, just like you said. And that's what they're going for. I kept repeating, and I don't know if I repeated it on the radio station here in the broadcast that we're doing, but I imagine that I have. But I kept repeating, before the election got here, I said, if they are successful in removing President Trump, Trump will be the last decent president this nation will ever have, will be the last one. they are going to push every sinister agenda they can to make sure that another Trump would never go through the White House doors. And they see it. They you know what? They could care less who they have in the White House. They can be a complete idiot like the one we have now that they can control with the puppet strings, just long as they don't get anyone that is going to put America first.
Yeah, you have said that, Will. And this H.R. 1 bill, people, you got to look it up. It's actually quite, there's quite a bit to it. And, of course, that's what they do. They pound it with a whole bunch of things, and it's intimidating, and people don't read through it, nor do they understand it. But, hey, Will, we have a caller. We have Martin on the line from California. What's going on, Martin?
Hello, Will.
Hey, Martin,
second
thanks
time
for calling.
On your show. Second time on your show. I want to thank you,
you
for alerting us via our phones to tune in on every Thursday. I have a question. What do you think about what Vice President Pence did with regards to not allowing the other states to claim?
I know. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. The others, there was a number of states that actually filed their electoral college, what the Republicans did, and then the Democrats went around the legislation in those states and did what they want, and they changed the rules in the middle of the game to get what they wanted. And Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence, my opinion, he betrayed the nation. He did not follow the U.S. Constitution when he did what he did on January 6th. Is that what you're referring to?
Also consider the fact that there were people pounding on the doors. And, you know, in my opinion, that was planned. Unfortunately, our president, you know, he probably shouldn't have said anything. But he did.
What did he say,
you know,
that he shouldn't have said?
Say it again.
Let me ask you, what do you think he said that he shouldn't have said?
It's not so much that what he said, because we all know that it didn't incite violence. What I'm trying to say is that he should have just said nothing. But, you know.
You mean about going to the Capitol and peacefully protesting? Is that what you're talking about?
Right.
When he said that?
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
he should never tell his supporters to peacefully protest.
Yeah. I think that,
well, yeah,
unfortunately,
the issue there was that there just weren't peaceful protesters. There was Antifa, there was the BLM.
Yeah.
They went into destroy.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. When Trump said everybody get to the Capitol on January 6th, he set himself up. Right. Because then that allowed Antifa and BLM going, okay, guess what? Here's our opportunity.
Exactly.
This will make
exactly.
Trump look bad. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Trump being good-natured as he is, thinking that, oh, these people, they have the right to protest just like, you know, anyone else. It kind of fell into their hands, and it did kind of work against him and all conservatives, quite frankly.
And another question. What do you think about Tulsi? I think her last name is Gabbard, coming against Schumer and Bannon. Well, I mean, she's a Democrat.
She's
so
wishy-washy,
like,
too. She kind of plays the line. She told the line, I think.
Well,
Will,
we
what
know
do you think about Tulsi Gabbard? Well, she just came out. Are you talking about, you know, recently what she was just on Fox, and she was actually kind of calling
she's
out,
making a statement talking about that the left is calling not only
about domestic terrorists,
you
yeah.
know, constitutionalists, aka Trump supporters, but libertarians, domestic terrorists. And she said that is a major problem because she's really considers herself like a libertarian.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And she goes along saying that for them to say because we want liberty, we want freedom for all. She's saying that we're considered as domestic terrorists. She said that's a major problem. So, but like Shannon said, she's wishy-washy. The Democrats, she'll go against what the Democrats are wanting. Like, for example, she was against abortion, but then they came down on her because
she
was making headway. And then all of a sudden, she's for abortion. So she's so wishy-washy. If she would stick to her guns and just be a conservative, which she kind of was leaning towards.
Right.
But she gives in to him too easily. So she's too wishy-washy for me.
What do you think about her? Do you like her? Why did you bring her up? Is there something?
Well, I think she has a future. She knows how to ride the line and play the fence. I like her. I mean, I see what we're saying with regard to her being wishy-washy. I do see that.
Yeah.
Right.
The problem with that is we've had too many people in the past, even some of these Republicans, that straddle the fence. We need to stop that. We need representatives like Marjorie Greene that's going to be straight up for America and not bow down to these Democrats and even to the elitist Republicans. You have Republicans and these elitists and the Democrats attacking Marjorie Greene because she's saying, no, what you're doing is wrong. We need to do America first.
Yeah.
And
I don't know Marjorie Greene. Who is she?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, she's a congressman. But let me just say one thing about Tulsi Gabbard. I see people like you, Martin, being attracted to her because she is toeing the line, right? Like, there's a lot of people that are saying, how are we ever going to come together because this side is so far right and this side is so far left? You know, they're trying to find somebody in the middle that's not
going to please everybody.
That's going to, you know.
But you can't please everybody.
It kind of seems like they're for people, but, you know, not extremely here. So I see how she's attractive to some people. I really do. And in fact, I thought she would do better in the Democrat presidential run. I thought she would appeal more to the moderates because everyone else up there was so extreme. But in the end, I just don't think she got the financial backing because she
ended up squashing herself because she went on one of the national debates and straight up told everybody that the Democrat Party is no longer for the people.
Yeah.
They're not for the small man. You know, they're for the big corporations. They're for the elitists. Everything that they blame the Republicans for, which is Republicans, they're in the mix as well. But the Democrats, they are for that 100%, what they say that they're not. And I think that's what really, really squashed her. So, well, hey, I want to thank you for the call, okay? And thanks
for
listening
in. Thank you so much, Will. I'll check in next time.
So I'm going to get back to this one thing because have you ever heard of the former CIA chief John Brennan? Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah.
Brennan, John Brennan.
Yeah, I know.
Total socialist nut, right? He is even advocating now. He doesn't say constitutionalists, aka Trump supporters, but you know because he's on all of the leftist.
Oh, yeah. He's
American.
On, like, CNN and
MSDNC.
He's so annoying.
Network, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to play something for you. Listen to what he says. And if the 1930s come to mind for you, then you're probably on track. Let's see if this works. Not yet. My audio is not working on that track. So let me address this issue real quick. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I think I fixed it here.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Oh, I guess not.
Okay, well, basically the video, what was that on? Was it on Fox News?
This was on Fox News before
okay.
Ingram.
So they're basically coming out and they're all saying that conservatives are now more dangerous, right, than Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Actually, I think it was coming through. I just couldn't hear it through our headphones here. Now, listen to what he says.
This threat from domestic violence extremists is much more challenging, I believe, than it was in terms of going after foreign terrorists. When we were going after Al-Qaeda or other types of terrorist groups, cells here in the United States, their numbers were in the single digits of dozens and was finding needles in a haystack. Here, there are a lot of haystacks with a lot of needles in them.
You hear that? I mean, so he's basically saying that constitutionalists, a.k.a. Trump supporters, are a bigger threat than Al-Qaeda, than the Taliban, than any of these domestic terrorists throughout the entire world. I mean, sir, they're literally, it's the, does it remind you of the 1930s? Who are they demonizing right now? They're demonizing U.S. constitutionalists, mm-hmm. a.k.a. Trump supporters.
I think their biggest problem is their definition of what a problem is. So, you know, Al-Qaeda and that such, they really are terrorists. They really want to kill any, you know, people that go against. Well, they want to kill people, right? Here in America, the definition of a domestic terrorist that's really threatening people and scaring the Democrats to death where they almost can't leave their homes is the fact that we think different than them, right? To me, this is almost like biological mind warfare.
That's exactly
that they're
what
playing
is.
On the American people,
I
right?
Like
it's
that
like
biological mind warfare,
right? Like
your brain is a biological,
right? And they
warfare.
Say it over and over and over. And if you watch this whole entire video that Will showed me earlier, they say the same things over and over and over, and they both support each other in this thought and this idea that the American people, these 75 million people walking all around America, are these terrible people that need to be dealt with. It's crazy to me. I mean, I'm frustrated. And I know that many of you are frustrated out there as well.
I mean, imagine if we're feeling frustrated like there's millions upon millions of other people, about 100 million people in the United States of America. They're frustrated with all of this tyranny.
Right.
And that's exactly what it is. It is straight up tyranny, and they're turning this tyranny into the law of the land.
Right. I mean, it's so funny because even Nancy Pelosi today, right, she plays into also what they were doing in the video, talking about, oh, you know, she said, there's an article on Fox News right now that says Pelosi calls out armed colleagues as security threats. She says the enemy is within the house. Right, so the people in the
we already know who she declares as the enemy.
Right,
all of these socialist, communist, Democrats.
Well, that's not who she's talking about.
All of us, right? Continue.
Right, so the people in the interview or her press conference are like, okay, so who are you talking about when you talk about enemy within? Right, like who's the enemy within? And she says it means we have members of Congress who want to bring guns on the floor and have threatened violence on other members of Congress. I'm like, what? Freaking
yeah.
Grow up.
It's
right?
Ridiculous.
It's not like you haven't had, what's her name? What's
AOC?
I mean, you haven't had any of them threaten anybody.
Oh,
right? Ilhan Omar has threatened people.
Course.
They've all gone on board with basically getting rid of Trump and
I mean,
I can't
AOC
tell you how many nasty things that
now,
we've heard about.
Yeah, to my understanding, AOC.
They threatened the president of the United States.
Yes, and other socialist, communist, Democrats, they even created a hit list.
Right, I mean, even the media.
They created a hit list.
Even the media was kind of like, what are you talking about? Right? I mean, even they were like, what is this crazy woman talking about? And that's what she was talking about. I mean, she literally got up there on the podium and believes that Congress people need extra security funds,
the kings and queens,
to protect themselves from the Republicans.
So let's
that's what it is. We're scared of the Republicans are going to hold us. I mean, we need security. Security.
They said they
don't like me.
So let's go to AOC.
Oh.
AOC, okay.
I mean, this is the next nut,
AOC,
right?
I mean, she's such an
she's
idiot.
A nut, right? So I know a lot of people, it's been all over the news today about what happened with the Robinhood apps, right? So AOC tweets today.
Well, just to give a little content, because
okay.
Some people are still not familiar.
Understand
what
the Robinhood is.
What is the Robinhood? So Robinhood app is an app that you can get on your mobile device and you can tap into the stock exchange. You can do day trading, right? I don't do any of it, but to my understanding, this is the way it's played out. Well, what happened because of this app, it allowed average people like you and I to tap into it,
mm-hmm.
to tap into the stock exchange and make some money. Well, they tapped into it with this Robinhood app, and then the average person started making a lot of money. And the elitists at the top started getting upset because they said, hey, this is affecting us. You're going to have too many people that's going to become rich here. And see, it still goes right back to the elitists wanting to keep them rich and keep the rest of us poor. But they create an avenue to allow the rest of us to make money to flourish.
Right. Okay. So I don't understand all the ins and outs of that stuff. But anyway,
so that's the way I understand.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, crazy woman, tweeted, this is unacceptable. We now need to know more about @Robinhood's app's decision to block retail investors from purchasing stock while hedge funds are freely able to trade the stock as they see fit.
Right. Okay.
As a member of the Financial Services Committee, I support a hearing if necessary. Right?
Which, I mean, you know what? Good for her, right?
Right.
So we think. It gets better. Listen to this, everybody.
So here's a nice conservative representative, Ted Cruz, comes along and asks her and says, I fully agree. Right? So
he's reaching across the aisle. AOC on Twitter saying, I totally agree.
Right.
He's agreeing with her. He's like, he's getting behind her on her statement.
Right.
Which is a good thing.
Right.
Know, thank you for the compliment.
Right. It's not even a compliment. It's like they agree on something.
Thank you for agreeing. Thank you for crossing party lines.
Right.
Thank you for standing up to do something right here.
Right. Right.
Right. That's what you should say, right?
But right.
What does she say?
So she pulls a little Nancy Pelosi nutty response and says, I am happy to work with Republicans on this issue where there's common ground. But you, talking about Ted Cruz, almost had me murdered 3 weeks ago. So you can set this one out. She said, I'm happy to work with almost any other GOP that aren't trying to get me killed. She said, in the meantime, if you want to help, you can resign. What?
Wow.
What?
Me murdered?
You almost
had me murdered? I mean, seriously, you almost had me. How in the world did he almost have her murdered?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
That's crazy.
It's totally crazy. I read that and I thought, girl, you like went off on left field here, right?
Way off on left field.
But you know what, people? Both of these examples of Nancy Pelosi and AOC are examples of how they do not want to unify with the other side of the aisle. They do not want to work together and be productive. This was completely unnecessary, her comment, especially given his comment was in agreement. There was nothing wrong with interrogatory. He was like saying, hey, listen, I agree with you. He's a senior congressman. She's a freshman. What the heck is going on here? It's so frustrating. It's all about optics. And so people will sit there and go, oh, yeah, he tried to have her murdered. What? Let's pay attention.
Anyone that hears that statement and agrees with her, they're just as nutty as she is.
Nutty.
These people are, I mean, seriously, they've lost their entire minds. They only have two brain cells left, and those two brain cells are social distancing from one another. These people are sick in the head.
Now, let me ask you this. If you read this, who would you think is more the aggressor, her or him?
She is.
She's more the aggressor, right? She's the one that's sitting here lashing out at him knowingly that he had nothing to do with anybody trying to murder anybody. Come on. I mean, come on.
You know what? That's just it. And that's part of the reason why they're saying all what they're saying about constitutionalists, a.k.a. Trump supporters, because they don't want any of us to stand up against these elitists ever again. They're wanting to set an example. If you come against us, even though there's more of you than there are of us, if you come against us, we're going to make sure that, because I'm willing to bet, behind closed doors, they're saying we have to set an example so that they will never, ever rise up against us again. Now,
right.
I'm not condoning the violence or any of that, but they don't want us to rise up. They want to terrify us from rising up.
Right. Yes, we have another caller, Roger from L.A. What you got for us?
Hey, thanks for calling, Roger.
Yeah, hey, Will. Hey, guys. Thanks for getting me on here. But, I wanted to know why conservatives, especially like in Texas and other parts of the country, cannot start their own little Silicon Valley, because it seems like those in power have the, flip the switch mentality. You know, you want to silence us, you go ahead and flip the switch, and then there you go. We're canceled, or, you know, our account suspended. We need to just create our own. We need to create. We have a lot of savvy and smart folks out there in colleges, universities, coding, you know, and whatnot. And they need to get in it, especially if, you know, we need to have more entrepreneurs on the conservative side and just have our own companies, basically. You know,
I think the sad thing is they've already, I think the sad thing is they've already monopolized it, and they have so much power that they're not going to let go of it.
Yeah.
And the people in government haven't done anything about it. So,
we'll
give you an example of how anybody trying to, like Paula, what happened to them, we'll give you a perfect example of why that happened.
Well, and on top of that, when they see a company come along, for example, like Shannon just mentioned, Paula, that's making headways, that's making, you know, pulling millions and millions of new subscribers daily, they want to knock out the competition. It is a straight up monopoly. And as far as creating our own Silicon Valley, the only problem with that is that there are companies that's doing that. For example, you've heard, I'm pretty sure you've heard of Telegram. Telegram, they have their own servers, they have their own web base, their own cloud, everything, right? The problem with that, the Democrats, instead of going to the data center where they're hosting hosting these servers, they're going to Comcast. They're going to AT&T. They're going to Verizon. They're going to Cox. They're going to all of these internet service providers, be it via your phone, or fiber or copper, and they're wanting to shut you down there. The only way that we could get past this, the only way, is if we get somebody that's on the conservative side with a lot of money to put a satellite out in space. And everyone connect to those satellites. It has to be multiple satellites.
Yeah, because we
can't. That's the only way. Because other than that, because Comcast, they've already demonstrated how they dislike President Trump. And if anyone's getting internet from them, all they have to do is cut off the DNS. And the backbone, because AT&T and even Comcast are running fiber and copper to people's homes, they can just cut off the DNS to that access as well. What's happening is total tyranny.
Yeah. So unfortunately, you could come up with your own app, but all the platforms that you have to put that app on have control and can just deplatform you, and you won't have a way to get your app out there. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, see, a lot of people thought because Parler was a place to go, no one knew until it came out that Parler, their servers were sitting on AWS, which is Amazon, which is totally left.
So they just deplatformed
them. So Amazon said, we're going to shut down the servers because we have that control. And for which was really mind-blowing to me, is that these external entities from Amazon went to Amazon and was asking, is Parler hosting their servers on your platform? And if they are, shut them down. Is no one asking that question? Who did that? You know, that I mean, because someone had to go to Amazon and ask them to do that.
Yeah. So unfortunately, at this point, like Will said, we have to throw up some satellites and create our own. You know,
it has to be our own network.
Our whole network, own internet.
Yeah, that seems like a big undertaking, right? I mean, it just seems like so many obstacles, you know.
Exactly.
Or we organize the old-fashioned way. We organize locally and meet up in person. And
the only problem with that is because we're in such a digital age, unless we can communicate with the masses at almost nearly real time, then it becomes a major problem.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing that happened in the 1930s. They're breaking down communication. A lot of people thought that we're going to go after the Second Amendment first. No, they're going after the First Amendment to break down our communication. They're already even trying to make it against the law for us to assemble freely, peacefully.
To be honest with you, Trump missed a huge opportunity in not addressing Section 230.
Yeah,
it
should have happened 3 years ago.
If they didn't take care of it, and that's why we are exactly where we are today.
Yep. Did you have any more questions for us?
No. I just, I'm just praying to God that we survive with these executive orders, guys. It's scary as hell. I mean, the first day was not a joke. The stuff he's been signing, Joe Biden, I'm just praying for the country, and that's about it.
Yeah, and check out H.R. 1, Bill H.R. 1. It's really scary, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks for calling us.
Thank you.
So, you know what? Yep. You know what? Another thing, Shannon?
Hmm.
There's Have you ever heard of the FBI agent Strzok?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of him? I mean, he's a disgrace. And the sad thing is, I think there's a lot of people still in the FBI with the same mentality that he had. I mean, I don't know. I'm speculating here because after 4 years of them going against people, going against the Constitution, the FBI hasn't done anything to them. But the FBI, they're quick to go after constitutionalists, a.k.a. Trump supporters.
You know, it's funny because they were talking about how Trump's administration hardly did any hardly arrested anybody. But they said they're going to see a big difference with Biden administration. They're going to go after people. They're going to arrest them. They're going to put them in their place.
Supporters are in Trump. They're even calling out for their relatives, your friends, your coworkers to snitch, to tell on anyone that you think that might be a threat. Not even that you've done anything, but you just might be. Nazi Germany, the 1930s, total tyranny. But listen to what he says here. And this should be alarming. This should be extremely alarming to what he says here.
We need to understand what has happened to radicalize various people, particularly in not only in our society, but specifically within law enforcement and the military. They tend to skew conservative. They are strong law and order. And there are certain elements of that who are going to fall victim to these sort of fantasies or these rather extremist ideas, including taking up violence.
I like how he says skew law and justice.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you skew law and justice? If anything, law should put things in perspective. But they're saying, listen, we don't want you to skew law and justice. We don't want you to be like a righteous person saying, oh, you can't do that. It's against the law. We don't want that.
You know what it makes
me
think of?
Stop being extreme.
Exactly. You know what it makes me think of? Because they're trying to vet all of the military personnel to find out if they are constitutionalists, a.k.a. Trump supporters.
Yeah.
And then once they find out who they are, I mean, they already demonstrated that during this fraudulent inauguration, right? They've already demonstrated that, where they vetted some of the reservists that were there and then had some of them removed because they were, like, constitutionalists, a.k.a. Trump supporters.
Yeah, I mean, it's alarming, right?
If they're concerned about the U.S. military being constitutionalists, if they're concerned about that, do you know what that tells me? That tells me that they're willing to bring in an external military to control the people in the United States of America because they're demonizing. I'm telling you, I see the writing on the wall. They're demonizing calling all of us that are constitutionalists, a.k.a. Trump supporters, domestic terrorists. So the next thing they're going to have to do, because they know the military are constitutionalists as well, they're going to bring in an external military. Now, I don't want that to happen, but looking from what they're saying, their actions, we can see that happening because Biden and the Democrats gave the keys to the kingdom to China.
You know,
it's ridiculous.
It's
ridiculous.
Let me tell you,
even talking about this as if, you know, this is something possibly happening in the future. They're doing it right now.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's just been 8 days, people.
8 days.
8 days. Does that not blow your mind?
8 days.
And
the countries, I mean, it's the quickest. This is a fast track to communism.
Right.
Ever.
I mean, they're trying to put police and military, they're trying to hold, you know, call out extremists from them. They're calling, you know, conservatives extremists. I mean, and the extremists is, like I said, it's just a thought. It's not even like they're actually doing anything. They're just saying, hey, listen, you think different than us, that's dangerous, right? You want to go by the Constitution, you want law and order, that's dangerous, right?
Yeah. They're actually going against those of us that believe in the Constitution. They're saying that free thought is a problem.
Mm.
They're discriminating against free thought.
And you know what? It's not only that. It's also, you know, some of the things that he's eliminated, like the wall, right? Opening up our borders. It's things like getting rid of the gas, the pipeline.
Let's just touch on the border wall real quick. Just
okay.
Really quick,
you got just a few minutes. So yeah.
Really quick, because that's something that goes right along with the tyranny that they're pushing onto all of us. Here it is. President Trump had been working very hard to put in policies, to put in physical barriers, to put in mechanisms that will protect the security and safety of the American people. Now we have a tyrant in the White House that is removing that. And the same, and on top of that, these countries that say death to America, Biden and the Democrats just open the doors to them. The same countries that are saying death to America, Biden and these tyrannical Democrats are saying you are now welcome to America, even though you're saying death to America. How sick is that? What is wrong here? What is wrong with this picture?
And they're saying that that Americans are more dangerous than them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They're saying Americans, constitutionalists, a.k.a. Trump supporters, are more dangerous than these actual terrorists, and some of them are foreign and some of them are domestic, Antifa, BLM, that they're saying that constitutionalists are more dangerous than these actual people that did 9/11, than with these people trying to blow up the World Trade Center, than these people that are killing Americans throughout the world. They're saying that constitutionalists are a bigger threat.
Yeah, I see Biden is he's going to kill America. He's going to drive an even bigger wedge than Obama did between the parties, which we've already seen. And the sad thing is congressmen and Senate are all working towards it. You know, I mean, I'm thankful for people like, you know, Ted Cruz, and which I never thought I would say, and Hawley and all these others that are standing up and being a voice. But now you even see them being targeted and by these people. Listen, if somebody's trying to silence you, there's a reason why they're silencing you, and it's because they know there's some truth to it.
Especially
right?
If you haven't done anything wrong.
Well, yeah, I haven't done anything
you're
wrong.
Going along with the Constitution, and they're wanting to silence you. You know what? They're threatening people who want to follow the Constitution. That's what they're doing here. Ted Cruz, Hawley.
Oh yeah, he just
Margaret
said
Lee.
Law enforcement and stuff are looking at the law. You know they're a threat.
They're a threat. That's why that's what I'm saying. This is straight up tyranny that they're turning into the laws of the land. What kind of world do we live in? And you know what? Like you said, it's only been 8 days. 8 days. Can you imagine what this country is going to look like in 30 days of this tyranny? Oh, my goodness. I mean, and there's already thousands and thousands of people marching to the border, the southern border right now, because Biden and the Democrats saying that they said 11 million automatically become U.S. citizens. Pass go. Don't have to do anything. And they're going to give them money. At the same time, where they're taking the people who create the money, generate the money, they're going to put all of them out of jobs. They're taking America on a fast track of Venezuela. Instead of having it play out for years, I give it 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
And especially, and the max is 2 years, because they're going to do all of this before the midterm elections.
Yeah, because here he is, he's eliminating all these jobs, right? He's also taking us back as far as being independent. And then he's letting all these people in the door, right? And what jobs are they going to have? So now Americans have lost jobs, are now fighting for jobs. It's just crazy.
Yeah, and we've already seen the long food lines in Florida and California because of the pandemic. So just imagine when they let in hundreds of thousands of people.
Well, California is opening up now. So,
but just imagine when they allow hundreds of thousands of people through the southern border and just become automatic citizens, and they're going to get all of them to vote Democrat. I mean, think
of
about
course
that,
they will.
People, come on.
Yeah.
When they register these people as American citizens, they're going to put them, every last one of them, down as Democrats. And then I'm willing to bet that they're going to bus them to red states.
Oh, they have actual Democrat advocates talking about the Democrat Party as soon as they cross the border. So, of course, they create Democrat voters.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, I want to thank everyone for being with us. Thank you so much for sharing this. Thank you so much. Again, get out your mobile device and type in 88202 and type in my name, Will, and you'll get awesome information from the American Truth Project. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next Thursday. God's willing. God bless.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text Will, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.